have my pricing director, Charlie, jump on the line to help you out on the pricing and if you have other more questions, all right?
Okay.
Perfect.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Dan?
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Pretty good. How about you?
It's going good. It's Taco Tuesday, so I can't wait to get some lunch in me.
There you go. Nice, dude. Right. Where are you at?
We're located in California.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're a little behind there, right? It's probably, what, 11 o'clock over there?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, we're 11 o'clock here, so looking forward to it. but
I was going to say, it's 2 o'clock over here. I'm like, oh, you didn't take your lunch break yet, man? Hey, call me back.
Sometimes it gets a little hectic where you got to do the work and lunch comes after. Right?
Yeah, sometimes you just got to prioritize it. You got to be like, listen, man, I would love to help you out, but I got tacos coming, so I'm going
to
like that. If they can't understand that, like, who are they?
Yeah, right? Tacos first, yeah. let's talk about it. Giselle is our mapping coordinator here, and she does a really good job of getting down to the basics. Did you have any questions on anything she was talking about?
I mean, not really. I just, I had a couple other people reach out too from, I don't know if it's the same company or different, but they were all trying to kind of say the same thing, like they're going to get me on the front page of Google for boost my search.
Yeah. Yeah. So as of right now, I think Giselle told me that all you're using is Angie's Leads. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So the way that it works, and I'll just kind of go into further detail for you. The way that it works is that anybody that's searching for your job or for your services, you would populate on that first page. So I know she said as of right now, because you guys are getting into the colder months, right? You're only doing interior painting, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Do you do drywall as well or no?
Nope, just painting.
Just painting.
Kind of like just a pop-up thing. I started as a side gig and I'm just like, I'm going to see where it goes, you know?
Nice, nice. Okay. So how it works is anybody searching, let's say, interior painting, right? That's what your business would populate on that first page of Google so people can call you directly. Now, your spot would never be shared with anybody at the same time, and neither would your customers. So these customers are calling you directly for the services that you offer. Okay, so you're not sending a text message, you're not calling anybody or anything like that. It's a direct call service for you. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have a website or a Facebook or anything like that where you post your before and after pictures for clients or anything like that?
So I literally just started like last month. I literally have like couple jobs done under my belt. So it's brand new. I created an Instagram account.
Okay.
I started a next door neighbor account, which didn't generate anything, but I plan on kind of posting all of my pictures to my Instagram, and then, eventually.
Do you have a Facebook with that too? Cause Facebook owns Instagram.
I don't even know. I have to double check. I don't even think I did a Facebook yet. I was trying. So in my Instagram, it won't let me change the name to Reagan Painting. I can look and see what it is now, but I'm not even super like good with social media, but like just open.
So I mean, just like how we do things here and how we see results happening is we see, especially service-based businesses, we see the results happening on Facebook more because there's more targeting there. So it's not like a shot in the dark. We're retargeting somebody that's searching your business on Google. We're retargeting them on Facebook, right? And also to more people that are on Facebook own homes, right? So we retarget them on Facebook. We help you set up a Facebook campaign on that. We also put you on 60-plus directory listings in your area, and then we integrate you with Alexa and Siri. So anybody doing a voice search on a hands-free device, they would be able to find you on that first page as well. Okay?
Okay.
So, Dan, we really cover all your bases here. We cover the iPhone, Android, tablets, and then even the desktops. So anybody searching on those services, those devices for your services, you will populate on that first page, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I do want to be super transparent with you. This does take around 30 to 45 days. We got to make sure that, you know, you get verified with Google first. So that's where we have to submit all your business information out there. They're going to mail you back a PIN verification. That PIN verification is going to be that code. It's going to be a 5-digit code. That's going to be a verification code for your Google business profile. Google just wants to make sure that you're a legitimate person with a legitimate business. They do not want anybody that's a robot with a P.O. box or anything like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. Now, with your Facebook, we can help you with that. That'll take 7 to 14 days to get up and running. So we can help you build a business account. Okay? So that way we can start targeting people for your business that are searching your services on Google, we can retarget those within 7 to 14 days. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can build the Facebook page myself.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a problem. Then we would just have that those Facebook ads up and running within 7 to 14 days. We can get it built and then running with the ads in 7 to 14 days. It's just all about communication. So this is how I always say it with my clients that we have right now. It's about communication with my team. So the faster you communicate with us, the faster we can build these things out, right? So I've seen it done faster within 7 to 14 days for the Facebook. It's just all communication. That's all it is. Okay? Now, I do want to say we do set up a tracking system for you. So this is custom built to you and your business. All right, so you'll be able to track your Google business profile. You'll be able to see how many clicks you're getting from Google and Facebook. And then you'll also be able to track the calls coming in from Google, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm sure you'd like to know the big question is, what's the pricing for this, right? let me ask you a question before I get into pricing. Do you have a website or no? You haven't built one yet. I know you're brand spanking new.
Yeah, I haven't built one yet.
Okay. Are you licensed and insured as well or no?
No. No, I okay. have neither of those things.
Okay. Are you looking to get that stuff?
Yeah, eventually. Like, I mean, I was, yeah, I do, like, epoxy sanders, so that was my main thing, but then, this is kind of like a side gig that's turning into, like right now, it's kind of like, I just wanted to see what would happen. So basically, when I did the, when I went through Angie's list, I didn't know if it was going to work out or not. So I'm doing one and two bedrooms for few hundred bucks a pop. So I'm nothing right now. Once I get into doing bigger jobs and like need to be on ladders and all that, then I would obviously, there's a lot of stuff. Like I got to get an LLC and then once I'm on the map, so to speak, I'm going to need to pay taxes, get licensed, you know, insurance, and all this stuff.
Right. I mean, you're doing just cash right now, right?
Yeah, and it's just a lot. Like, I'm not trying to, like create this giant thing and then have it just completely fail. Like, I'm doing all, like, I'm paying for everything. I'm right. There's no credit card or anything, so it's like, I'm just taking it one step at a time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. This isn't to overwhelm you at all. This is to, for you to cherry pick jobs. So a lot of businesses, when their brand's making new for us, we're able to help them just step by step create more jobs for them. So just by you creating that Google Business Profile and you being on that first page, you're able to start generating a web presence. And then from there, little by little, like I said, after that 30 to 45 days, you'll start to just pick up each month. We'll just get better and better and better for you. Okay. So that's why, yeah. I don't think like this is like a flip of a switch and, you know, you're just overwhelmed with everything. That's not how it works. I just want to be super transparent with you on that too.
Thank you.
Yeah. So everything here is not a pay per lead or a pay per job. It's set at a flat rate. So you're not, I know, Giselle told me that you were paying like $50 to $100 per lead, correct?
Yeah. I mean, it's so, for the smaller ones, it's around like 30 to 50. For the bigger ones, it's like 50 to 1. I'm only doing the small ones right now because I have to make sure it works. So I'm paying like $50 a lead for these small ones.
Okay. So even just $50 a lead, I mean, what's your, what's your profit on that?
I've gotten like 10 leads so far, and for the one bedroom, they're anywhere from like $500 to $700 or $800. So I mean, it pays for itself. Like, I mean, the first job I did paid for the annual membership and all the leads I've gotten so far, and I have a few others lined up too. So it's paying for itself. But there's obviously, I can have people reach out without paying a lead or fees, and that's even better. So
No, absolutely. I definitely understand there. So what Giselle told me to do was give you is what's called a new in business credit. Because you're super new, what we do is we run a credit for anybody that's either less than a year all the way up to 4 years. Now, what that does is it gives you a price reduction to around $350, okay? So usually this price is set at like a $599 a month deal with a $299 setup fee. But because with your new in-business credit, it would knock that down and it would only be $249 month to month. Now, that's not a price per lead or cost or anything like that. That's just a flat rate. So when you do get the bigger jobs, you're not paying more per lead or anything like that. You're just paying that flat rate of just $249 month to month. Okay?
Okay.
Now, there is just a one-time setup fee for $99. This creates your Google Business Profile. This creates the advertisement. And then it's also creating the programming as well. So that way we can push Google to get you verified very quickly, all right? Now, so the first month would be $348, but month to month after that would only be $249. Now, Dan, there's no long-term contracts or anything like that, so don't think you're locked into anything, but I will say you are grandfathered in at that $249 price for as long as you keep the service. So you will never, ever pay the $599 for the services that we talked about here, okay?
Okay.
So with this being an exclusive listing, I'm sure you see the value in this being on the first page of Google and want to secure this listing. That way we can get you on the first page, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I do want to say this. For your business information, the business name I have is Reagan Painting. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And before we go any further, I didn't want to waste your time. And I just wanted to say, I don't know if I'm probably not going to do that today because there's a bunch of other stuff that I'm going to do. Like, I'm going to like set up my Facebook and finish all my marketing. So I've been super busy. So I'm like, this is probably something that I would really like. Very near future, like next month, but it's still
You're kind of cutting up a little bit. You're kind of breaking up.
Oh, sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, take you off speed. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm definitely look into this, like, yeah. Okay, so, sorry about that. So, yeah, I'm definitely interested, like, in the near future. There's just a couple other things I want to finish up. Like, I want to purchase an LLC and, you know, look into licensing and, you know, all that stuff just so that when I do, you know, say I purchase this and start getting calls on Google, I want to be like, have everything, you know, on the table, be on the books, have it be legit rather than, cause I don't want to pay for, you know, have all this business on the first page of Google. And then if someone searched me like with the IRS and was like, oh, you're not paying taxes, you know, that probably wouldn't look good. So I just like, I mean, just straight up, like I'm keeping track of everything that I get so that like when I do set that up, I will end up, I'm going to pay my taxes and get insured and licensed and all that. But I mean, for right now, I just want to get all that set up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what I was telling you. This takes a 30 to 45 day process of you getting on that first page. So while you're setting that up this month, we can be setting up everything else as well. So that way when you do get to that first page, or that way when you do have all those purchase like license and everything like that, you're already rocking and rolling with Google. And then there's not another wait time of you, you know, getting verified, then populating to the first page. It's just like, okay, now we're all set. Everything's just coming together at one time.
Okay, yeah. I mean, there's that. And then there's also, like, I just need to generate revenue as well. Like, I'm already, you know, a couple thousand into this and haven't really made, like, I'm barely, like, I'm just now to the point where I'm going to start making money here. So, like,
yeah.
I'm thinking, like, basically my goal for the rest of this year is, like, 10,000 by the end of the year, so that
okay.
If I can hit that, then it'll just be, like, okay, this is working, you know what I mean, versus, like...
Yeah. Well, what are you doing right now for, like, I know you're doing Angie's, but is that profitable for you, doing what you're doing with Angie's, or
I mean,
are you not seeing the return on investment that you thought you were going to see?
Well, I mean, like, it's so new that I can't even really say anything. From the first 2 weeks, I've been using it for 2 weeks. So it's profiting as of right now. But it's like so new to the point where like, if the next 10 or 20 leads didn't go through, then it wouldn't be profitable. So it's super new. Like, I'm just, like, I literally just ordered business cards. That's all I have right now. It's, like, business cards, a couple rollers, a couple paintbrushes, and a pickup truck. Like, so.
It's the best way to start out.
Yeah, I mean, I've been talking about it. Like, I mean, my other job with epoxy flooring kind of slowed down. So, I mean, I got nothing but time. I got a little bit of savings. So, I'm just going to go all in on this. I just didn't want to, like I said, I can't really, I can't put the, you know, 350 or two, whatever it is right now for that.
It was the,
you know,
it was the 348. Yeah. 348.
Yeah,
and then it would go to 249 month to month after that. Is it just the 348 that's really expensive for you right now? Cause I mean, I can work with you on this. I have power here to help you a little bit with the price. I mean, I can knock off that set it fee altogether. That way you can just get started with the $249 month to month and you can just utilize the service on a month to month basis. If that's something that's more lucrative for you, that way you can have all this stuff set up when you're done setting everything else up as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's tempting. I don't know if, like, I don't know what the results for, And I mean, you're a salesman, so you're going to tell me it's amazing and you're going to get calls 24/7, but you know what I mean? It's like same. Like,
yeah, you're not going to get calls 24/7. I'll be straight up honest with you. It's a process. It's a process. And I'm not just trying to sell you just to sell you, because we've been around for 18 years and we do good business. So we're actually Google Channel partners. So I can't lie to you and tell you, oh, you're going to be number one on Google. I have to be straight up and honest with you because ethically we cannot be Google Channel partners if we're just spreading bad business around, right? So yeah. There's around 40 companies that are Google Channel Premier partners in the United States. We're one of them. All right. Now being listed on the first page of Google, I'll tell you Google stats. 90% of people are searching for your services. They're staying on the first page. They're not going to the second page. On top of that, Angie's, not saying that they're bad or they're good or anything like that, but they get all their customers from Google. People are searching for your services and then they go and see Angie's and they go there. Or they're paying for a big time lead so that way they can generate leads in through Angie's and then Angie's resells their leads back to their customers. So we're going to place you on the page that people are already going to so that way you don't have to pay that per lead deal. Now I know you're in a contract with Angie's for the rest of the year. But this would work in addition to, they'd find you on Angie's, you can do your lead deal there, and then also too, people are going to find you that don't click on Angie's are going to go onto Google, and they're going to find you on there, and then they'll call you directly. So I don't know if Angie's is going to be profitable for you, but I will say this, we've been in business for 18 years. You can't be in business for 18 years and do bad business.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, You're right.
So,
I mean, like I said, dude, it's nothing like I'm not trying to run you around here. I'm just like literally like,
yeah,
trying to wrap my head around like what I need to do. And, I mean, I got jobs this week.
I'm just trying to help you be more profitable. That's it. That's my job.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
Help you be more profitable. And I'll say this, when we have customers that say they're with Angie's, we get mixed people. We get people that say we love it, we get business, and then we get people that say we hate it, we don't get business, so we get mixed, right? I will say a lot of people that have done Angie's have come from Angie's, they come to our business because they know the type of quality of customers that they get, and it's real. Like you're not having to chase anybody down. You're just focusing on your work. You're not having to, you know, text people, call people. Some people say they get fake people. I don't know. It's just, that's the story.
Yeah,
I
know.
Hear.
Some of these, what? Yeah. Like, dude, it's annoying. Like these, cause obviously I'm going to do free estimates. Like, so like, I'm not going to charge,
right,
go out and give you an estimate. But I mean, a lot of these people on Angie are just like shopping. Like, the one girl, I got a text today, I called her immediately, and she's like, oh, I just wanted to see what it would cost to paint my 500-square-foot basement, LOL. And I just said, I was just like, and she probably didn't even know about the lead fee, so I was just like, okay, that's totally cool, no worries, but just, you know, for a heads up, not to be rude, but I just wanted to let you know that every time you ask for an estimate in Angie, it charges them $50 to $100. So
mm-hmm.
I was like, I
yeah,
hope you know
exactly.
that. Just to let you
yeah,
know, like, if
they don't.
I was like, yeah, just to let you know, not to be rude, but it costs the contractors $50 to $100. LOL. Like,
yeah.
Not really funny. Like, I was like,
yeah. Well, people don't know that though. They don't know that Angie.
They don't. Yeah.
As a consumer, they don't know that Angie's is charging a lead fee. So it really,
yeah.
and that lead isn't getting just vetted to you. They're getting vetted to other customers. For Angie,
right. Yeah.
Right?
So
for
yeah.
you, this is just exclusive where they would be calling you directly, and you don't have to pay that $50 to $100. I mean, for a flat rate of $249 to be on the first page of Google, you know, you're keeping the big jobs and you're keeping the small jobs. And you're not having to fluctuate anything. You know that you're just getting that flat rate at $249. And I mean, I've waived the setup fee here for you. I've also given you the huge reduction just because we know as a company how crucial it is, especially in the beginning, to get customers. and real customers. So that way they can leave you reviews. So that way they can tell their friends and everything like that. If you're just trying to chase people down, it's tough. I'll be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
I've heard it.
No,
a
I
lot.
Know. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even I'm doing epoxy garage floors with my buddy. It's just me and him. And he's like struggling. So I kind of learned how to, you know, how important marketing actually is, you know.
Yeah.
Half of the business. I mean, the first half is obviously do a good job and show up, but the second 50% of it is marketing and getting your name out there and popping up on Google, stuff like that. So, I mean, I want to do it. I really want to sign up today. I'm just, like, nervous about, you know, just, I don't want it to be a waste of time and money. I'm already like thousands of dollars into it.
Yeah, exactly. What's your concern about, cause I know you want this to be profitable and I know it's going to be profitable because I've been around this for a while. What are some of your concerns or questions that you have on being on the first page of Google?
Would I pop up like, you know how when you search for something, it'll pop up sponsored.
Right.
Like the first things that show up. Is that what, is that what I would?
No, if you're populating on the first page of Google is that map section. That's where 90% of people go to. That sponsored is actually advertisement for a pay per click to your website. So every time somebody clicks on that, you're actually getting charged. Google is actually charging whoever you just clicked on.
Okay, because I mean, dude, from a consumer's point of view, like, I'm gonna be honest, I usually just skip past those. I don't even know. Like, if someone's paying me to, like, I don't know, it's just like a weird, like, kind of vibe that I get. Like, I don't know. I mean,
I understand.
Like pushing your marketing, but it's just for some reason it's like eh.
Yeah. So you'll be in that sponsored section because I'm the same way. Like as soon as I type in, like, I actually had I was on the freeway and, I hit a pothole and I popped my whole tire. And first thing I did was I went to Google and I was like, tow trucks near me. And I just passed all the sponsored and I went all the way down to the map section and I was looking for the nearest one, the local one. Right. And
the
then
nearest
I was just,
one, yeah.
Yeah. And I was just calling from there and I was just seeing, like, you know, hey, who can come and pick me up? I got a flat tire.
That's literally. So yeah.
That's where you the nearest is that first page on that map section. Also too, like I said, we'll help you with your Facebook. So now anybody that searches for your service on Google, we're retargeting them on Facebook. So our clients usually see, and I can't guarantee you, but we usually see from our clients, they get like a 10 to 15% just coming from Facebook. Obviously bulk of it comes from Google because they're searching for it, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, we populate you with the 60-plus directory listings in your area, and then we integrate you with Alexa and Siri. So we're giving you a lot of exposure, and then everything, too, is trackable. So this is a month-to-month, so don't think you're locked into a long-term contract. We do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement because that's when Google's going to be done, is in that 30 to 45 day. That's when you're going to start seeing the maximum results. But that's why we lean on Facebook in that first month to bring in so this can be self-sufficient right away.
Okay.
Now, I will say we would get on not right now, obviously. I would set a onboarding call with you with my tech team. That way we can know what cities and zip codes that you want to populate into. And then every service that you offer, we want to make sure that you come on the first page. You're populating there. So that way anybody searching, you're on it and they can call you directly. And that's where the profitability is going to come in for sure.
Okay.
So all I need to do is I would just create your account with us here. Everything we talk about, I'm going to send this over to my tech team. They're going to call you either tomorrow or on Thursday, depending on your availability. And then I'll set up a schedule appointment with you as well. And then they're going to go over everything with you just to make sure everything is correct. And then they're going to ask you to just be like a partner on Facebook, so that way they can get those ads running for you. And then that call probably take like 30 to 45 minutes. And then from there, it's on and rolling.
Okay.
So for right now, all I need is I just need to set like your business information up, because Google will send out that PIN verification to you and they're going to mail it to you. So I just need a correct address, so that way that PIN verification can go to your estate.
Okay.
So what's that business address that you...
So right now it's 3606 Bonnie Lane, B-O-N-N-I-E, Lane, and that's in Hamburg, New York. And then 1407.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah, 3606 Bonnie Lane.
Bonnie Lane.
B-O-N-N-I-E.
Okay, and that's Hamburg?
Yeah.
Hamburg, New York. And then 14075?
Yep.
Okay. Now for your... I'm going to hide this address because I'm guessing this is your home address, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so I'm going to hide this address so that way it doesn't show in your Google Business profile, but it will show as just like Hamburg, New York, and then it'll just have the zip code. That way nobody knows where you live. I don't want the world to know where you live. For your business phone number, how do you want them to contact you? Is that 716-382-1888?
Yeah, and that's just my cell phone. That's all I have right now, so.
That's fine. Okay.
I figured it's kind of a cool, I got the 3-8 at the end there, so it's kind of like a nice, easy, just call you rememberable.
Yeah, they'll definitely remember the 888s.
Yeah.
Okay, and
I
then
gotta
Danny.
I come up with like a slogan, like something about like, we paint great at 382-1888 or something, like, I don't know.
A little
I'm working on the jingles, all right? Listen, buddy, you can roast me. That's okay. I'm working on it.
Yeah, we'll get you a little jingle there so we can put it up. So Dan, for your first name, is it Dan or is that short for Daniel or?
Yeah, I mean Daniel, Dan, doesn't really matter. I mean, when I'm setting business stuff up, I usually put Daniel, which is my legal name.
Gotcha.
But if someone wanted to call, I don't really care. They can say Dan.
Okay. This is just for like the personal information here that we'll have on file for
you.
You
could just use Daniel.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
Reagan, R-E-A-G-A-N.
That makes sense. Do you ask if you're ever related to the Reagan family?
Yeah, and supposedly, I don't know, my dad thinks that we have some sort of distant relation to them. So I don't know. I have to see the proof,
cool.
But
he
likes to think that. So I just let him have it. I'm like, okay, sure.
Yeah, that's hilarious. And then, Daniel, what's the email address for everything? We're going to send everything over in writing, so you have everything for your notes. Also, too, we'll send you – I'm going to take you through a voice verification. That's for your protection as well. I do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, so I'm going to take you through that. That'll be sent to you in writing along with your invoice, okay?
Okay.
So what's your email address?
All right, so I'm going to – that's another thing. I have to set up a business email, because right now my email is just kind of like absurd. It's Dan, D-A-N, the number 4, the, T-H-E, the number 2, man, M-A-N, 0, @gmail.com. So Dan, 4, the, 2, man, 0, @gmail.com.
Yeah. And then, so this is just for us to send you everything over. If you ever want to change that, you can. You can just let us know. and we can change it for you. It's really just up to you.
Okay.
Okay. And then let me just make sure I have everything correct here. So I only want to do this once for you. Okay. And then Dan, are you for the to secure the listing itself, are you going to be using, I mean, you're pretty new, so you don't have a business credit card or a business debit card. So are you going to be using a personal credit card or a business debit card?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just my personal debit card.
Okay. When you get your business stuff, you can always transition it. So like I said, if you want to change anything, communication for us is big, right? Because we communicate with you. We send you updates on everything as well. For text messages and letting you know what everything's going on. We're very open with that. So if anything changes on your end, just let us know. Call in and say, hey, I'm going to switch everything over to my business account. And we can do that within some clicks of a button, and then we'll be all set there.
Okay.
Okay. For the card itself, though, it just says Daniel Reagan. Is that correct?
Yeah, Daniel C. Reagan. Sometimes it glitches if you don't put the C.
Okay. And then for the billing address, is it the same address as before, or is it a P.O. box?
Yep, same address.
Okay. And is it and it's the same zip code too, right? The 14075?
Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure. And then for the card itself, are you using a MasterCard or are you using a Visa, or is it a Discover?
Visa.
Visa. Okay. And then whenever you're ready, I'm ready for the number as well.
Okay. And then this is for the discount. So I'll get the discounted. It'll be $249.
Yeah. So
the $99.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take your information here. Before I even make any transactions or purchases, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification, and I'm going to outline everything as well. And I go into it and I let you know that it's the $249 month to month. And then that'll also be set in writing, and it's going to be emailed to you after I'm done with that as well.
Okay, cool. So you're just getting it in beforehand?
Yeah, I'm just setting up your account. Yeah. I'm not purchasing it right away.
Cool.
No, I'm going to take you through it. I'm not even done yet.
Okay, cool. All right. All right, yeah. But the numbers on my card is 4899 0025
Okay.
4540.
Okay. I'm going to read this back to you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I got 4899 5005 0025 4540.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. And then for your expiration date?
It's 9/26.
Okay, and then for the security code?
That is 393.
Okay, and then Dan, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a security question for you right here. So this is just going to protect you. We don't share your information with anybody. If we call you and nobody asks you this security question, hang up the phone and call our customer support line at the 877 number that I'll give you. But this protects you. We always know that it's you when you give us this answer here, and you always know it's us when we're asking you the question. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I got three questions. You can have one of them. Yeah, I got your mother's maiden name. You can have city you were born in, or you can have your first pet's name.
Let's go with mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay. And what is mother's maiden
actually,
name?
Actually, you know what? Let's do first pet's name. That's actually probably even better.
Okay. A little harder
and,
there.
First pet's. Yeah, exactly. it's like, you never know, man. Maybe someone's doing their research out there trying to.
Right? I get you.
So the first pet, it's Chelsea.
Chelsea, okay. Let me see here. Give me one second here. All right, Dan. And was Chelsea a dog?
Yeah.
Is it your dog now, or is it your first dog that you ever had?
No, that was my first dog.
What kind of dog was it?
Black lab. We had Chelsea growing up. She was deaf.
Really?
Great dog though. We had her, and then she passed when I was 8 or 9 years old. We got another black lab, Darcy, who just passed last year.
Oh no, man! But they live pretty long then.
Yeah, right? Darcy ended up. Darcy was 14 when she passed. So
wow.
And she died like naturally, right? You know, so it was kind of a relief that we didn't have to put her down. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad had a Cocker Spaniel. He actually had that dog since I was like, geez, I think I was in like 6th grade. And she probably passed maybe like 5 years ago. And he just got another one, Cocker Spaniel. Same looking dog, but I've only had like two dogs that I really remember, and those two dogs. But I mean,
yeah,
it was a long time. I'm like, all right, well, he's like, man, I'm super bummed. I'm going to go get another one. He actually waited though for like a good year and a half before he went and got another one. I was like, well.
Yeah, it takes a minute, you know, you kind of got to just.
Yeah, you got to get over it first. It's like a family member, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, if your wife dies, you're not going to go the next week and get a new one. You're probably going to give it a minute, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, depending on who you are, hopefully that's what you would do, but. So, all right, Dan, I have everything here set up for you. What I'm going to do though first is I'm going to walk you through the voice verification. The reason being is I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for that $249 price. This is an added protection for you. So this will be sent to you in an invoice as well with your invoice, and then also too with everything, a breakdown of what we're going to do. I just want to walk you through this. If you don't understand a question, you can just ask me, say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And I'll just re-clarify it. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I make the transaction. Sounds good?
Okay, cool.
Awesome. All right, Dan, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Regan Painting.
Awesome. Please state the name, your name, and title within the business.
Daniel Regan, owner.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on this billing account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Daniel, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, you may receive calls from third-party vendor unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the calls are coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your pet's first name, and then the answer is Chelsea, okay?
Got it.
Awesome. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. The customer service number, I'm going to email it to you, but if you want to write it down, I can give you that number right now. It's up to you.
Yeah, I can jot it down real quick.
Okay. So that's going to be 877-635-6225. That's the number my tech team is going to call you on when we set up the onboarding call with you as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
What do you mean by that?
So basically, if you're going to have somebody else help you with Google, you would just let us know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just policy. I have to ask it.
Yeah, no, I got this. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is October 10th, in the non-refundable amount of the $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 10th in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. If you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting that client support number at the 877-635-6225 to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for our onboarding call, Dan, what is the best time for you so that way my tech team can get this ball rolling really quickly with you?
I'm free for the rest of this afternoon.
Okay, let me see if I got availability
actually. I don't know, do you guys work Saturday?
We don't work Saturdays. We're off Saturdays and Sundays, but we're open at your Eastern time. So for you, we're open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Over here, we start at 7 and we close at 4 Pacific Standard Time. I will say today we're pretty booked up with onboarding calls for my tech team. I can get you in tomorrow if that works.
Yeah, I'm working tomorrow. I have jobs. Actually, Friday would work.
Friday is wide open for you if you want it.
Oh, there's, awesome. Okay.
There's nothing there.
How long does it take?
Yeah, so it takes around 30 to 45 minutes. It could take up to an hour if you have a lot of questions from the follow-up questions they're asking you, but it usually takes around 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay, yeah, Friday. I mean, Friday morning, so you said 10 a.m., you guys are there?
Yeah, so I can schedule you 10 a.m. Friday morning for you if that's something that you would like.
Let's go with 11, you know, I'll let you guys have your coffee and wake up a little bit before hopping on the phone now.
There you go.
I don't want to blast you guys. Walk in, dude, get to work. Oh.
Hey, that's how we do it here. We make sure our customers are happy here. So if you want us to get a call at 7 a.m., we will. All right.
We'll do 11. We'll let you have your coffee.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to set this up. I'm going to send you an email. It's going to be a Google Calendar. It's coming from my email. It's going to be cmolenkamp@relevantads.com. That's what it's going to be coming from. Now, we did send you a text message, Daniel. Did you receive it?
Yep, I got it.
Okay, so you actually received 2 right now. There's the one that says, Daniel, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the email on file. And then it says, please click here. That's our Local Splash terms and conditions. Can you click that for me, please? I'm going to just walk you through this really quickly.
You said, please click here, click your one.
Yeah, it says my.localsplash.com/terms.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Awesome. Now, when you click on it, at the bottom, it just has a checkbox there that says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. You have to click that, and then you have to sign your name. You would just type it and then hit confirm signature. When you do that, it's going to bring you to a login form.
Okay.
Let me know when you're there.
All right, I'm there.
Okay, so you see the username and password?
Yep.
Okay, so this is going to be your tracking system. Like I said, we have to build it for you, so there's nothing to see yet. But we're going to email you the credentials for the username and password, also a link to get back to that page, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so that's going to be built within 5 to 7 days. So after we're done with the onboarding call, they're going to touch up on that and let you know about that as well. But that's when you're really going to start seeing the listings that you're listed for, the Google business. You can check anything on there. And then also, too, you'll be able to see how well the Facebook ads are running in the areas that you want. Okay?
Okay.
Now, question. I know you service 50 miles, right? Do you want a specific city or zip codes that you want to be populating in, or?
I have a list of zip codes, pretty much all of Erie County in Western New York.
Okay.
I mean, I can give you the list of zip codes, or like how Angie did it. They just got on the map and just lit up Erie County and said, there you go. I don't know what it looks like on your end, but
we could do Erie County if you want, and I can just do that as well. That's not a problem. And then that's it though, Erie County, and then what, Western New York?
Yeah, I mean, if I can change it later on, and if it's the same rate, then maybe once I start growing and getting bigger, maybe I can expand.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You could always let us know, like, if you want to switch counties, you can let us know. We can just populate you over there. So that's not a problem. So if you want to start in that Western New York and then Erie County, I can just have that for you to start off. And then once you start getting bigger and bigger, we could always venture out.
Yeah, I would like to keep it to Erie County for now, just to be safe, you know, don't want to bite off more than I can chew, so.
Erie County, okay. I'm just going to make a note there. And then for the services you offer, I know you just do interior painting, but is there any specific services that you do but just size interior painting?
I mean, you could do, like, Angie's List painting, stain, or varnish.
Okay, so you do stains as well. Do you do cabinets?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm just starting out, and I'm not really sure, but like,
okay,
yeah, we could do, yeah, cabinet. I mean, cabinets are super. Actually, that's why I started this business, because my dad got a quote to paint his kitchen cabinets, and it was $3,500. And I was like, wow, I'm gonna start a painting company, because wow.
Yeah. Like, okay. I'll put cabinets there. Now, you said staining as well, so we could do staining and then just repainting as well. So staining.
Yeah.
And then
I don't know what, like, I don't know if you're looking for, like, are these, like, keywords that people, like, we're looking for, like, keywords that would pop, like,
Yeah, exactly. So that's how it populates. So with the services that you offer, we want to make sure you populate there. So it's based off of keyword results. So for interior painting, we're going to make sure that you populate on that with key phrases, especially with cabinets as well. And then with staining and refurbishing, we want to make sure that you're there. So we have to use keywords and then obviously optimize your Google business profile each and every day to get you to that, that first page.
I would say interior painting, stain, like walls, trim, cabinets, ceilings, I don't know.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to send this over to my tech team. That way they can get working on this as well. And then, so I have the Erie County, I have interior, the services that you offer here, so that way we can get rolling on this. And then I'm just going to let them know about everything else, how you're new, and then everything you're working on getting your insurance and your licensing. That way we can still get you verified with Google going forward, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Dan, if you have any questions that you want to ask me, you can always call that 877 number and ask for Charlie. That's me. And they will transfer you to you, and I can answer any questions you have. If it's more on the techie side of things, you will have an account manager that will call you on Friday, and that's the person that will be taking care of your account all the time. So you can just ask them for questions as well. If you need, and like I said, if you need additional questions or answers that you want to ask me, you could always call me. I have an open door policy. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Okay. I have everything here, Dan. That wraps it up. Is there any further questions that you have or anything like that that I can answer for you?
Yeah, maybe just a quick question. I was wondering if, so am I going to need that, am I going to need to get insurance and licensing, like, prior for this, or?
No, so they ask because they want to just make sure you're a legitimate business. They want, Google wants legitimate businesses on Google. But if they know you're a new business and you're working towards it, they work with you. So that's why we ask, because there's some people that's like, no, I'm not licensed and insured and I'll never get licensed and insured. We're like, okay, well,
good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, okay, we don't want to work with those people because in all fairness, you're going in somebody's home. So if you break something and you're not insured, it looks bad on Google because they have you on that first page. Then Google finds
out you're
working with them, and then it falls back on, you know, the Google Channel partner. So we always just try to save us as well in working with people that are looking to move their business forward in that way too. So that's why I was just making sure and asking.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm planning on getting – I don't know what kind of licensing is required. I mean,
you
I
might
know
not
insurance
even
is – because I don't know what kind – I mean, if I was doing electrical or something, I could see it, but I don't think there's a painter's license. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but
– yeah. You might not even need it, and I just ask because it's just the two questions we have here. If there's no license there, then Google doesn't push it. They'll just be like, okay, well, cool. Like, show me your truck and show me that you're a legitimate business. And then we're like, okay, cool.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
That's the extent of it. Okay.
Okay. But the insurance, I'm definitely going to have to get eventually. I mean, right now I have like Medicaid right now, actually. So, I mean, I'm personally covered. I mean, I'm not, but I understand, obviously. I looked into it. It's like I got quoted at like $2,500 for a year through like Farmers Insurance for just me personally in the working business. So like it's not bad, but like it's still just another expense that I gotta kinda work up to, you know what I mean? I can't because I'm paying for cash, everything. I don't have any credit cards or anything, so I'm just making sure I don't put myself in the hole here.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's, like I said, as long as we're working towards that, and I'll tell them he's working towards it right now, he just started his business, then there shouldn't be any problems there.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Well, I want to be the first one to say congratulations and welcome to Local Splash, Dan. So, like I said, we're like a family here, so if you have any questions or any concerns, and you want to reach back out to me, you absolutely can, and then I can assist you as best as I can as well. But I have everything set up here for you. I have our meeting set up. I sent you an email. You have a invoice, and then you have everything in writing that got sent to your email also, okay?
All right, awesome.
All right, Dan. Well, I look forward to working with you, and I look forward to our team and I contacting you on Friday. That way we can get this thing rolling for you, okay?
Yeah, awesome. Thank you again for your time, and I appreciate the discount and everything.
Yeah, no problem.
Well appreciated.
Yeah, no problem. You have a terrific day, and be safe tomorrow, and we'll talk to you on Friday, okay?
Okay, sounds good, man. You enjoy your tacos now. I know you
will. I'm going to go right now. Appreciate it,
man. All right, man. Well, you have a good one.
All right, bye.
All right, thank you. All right, bye.